Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be.
In the right place.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here.
We're so glad you're joining us this morning. Yes, we love you.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul is welcomed here. Oh, my soul is welcomed here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcomed here.
I'm getting the message.
Oh, my soul is welcomed here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here.
I get the message.
I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcome here.
My soul is welcome. You can put your hands together.
My soul.
No matter where you are.
Welcome, dear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My soul is welcome here.
My soul
is welcome to
you. No matter what color, culture, sexual orientation, political is welcome to you.
My soul is welcome to
you.
My soul is welcome. I am getting the message loud and clear. My soul is welcomed here.
Greet you this morning in the name of all that is good, all that is holy, and all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this ministry, Spiritual Life Center. If you are a newcomer to SLC, we especially want to welcome you. And if you are newcomer to live streaming, we welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. Every one of us is here by
divine appointment,
and we're just thrilled to see everyone with us today.
Well, let's take a moment that we have created that clearing so that we have a direct connection to this presence that lies within us. And know that within us lies all the power and all the qualities of this presence that we call God. The possibilities that are within us to express in our world, the peace that passes all understanding, the health, the wholeness, the vitality, and vigor. We're grateful for the opportunity to be the vessels and vehicles of this presence, so that every word we speak, every thought we have, every action that we take radiates from within the essence of who and what we really are. And as we express this essence, then we can say without a doubt that when you see me, you see the presence that sent me. For this presence and I and all of us are one. And when this presence, healings happen, upliftment happens, transformation happens. And we begin to move from where we are to where we can be when we are at our highest and our best. We're grateful for this opportunity to let God be God in us. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Well, each week we've been affirming and speaking aloud the basic principles of unity. In the event that someone just asks, well, what does unity stand for? And although we don't have doctrines and dogmas, we do have overriding principles. And so I invite you to say them together with me. God is absolute good and everywhere present. People are inherently good. Thoughts create our experiences. Prayer and meditation are how we connect with God. We must take action.
I'm thankful, so grateful. I am one with the Spirit all around me. I'm thankful, so grateful. I trust in God. Yeah.
Take a nice deep breath together. All right. Now, as we move into the more contemplative portion of our service, we're going to speak together our vision statement. Spiritual Life Center is a loving, vibrant family that welcomes home all people and accepts everyone, no exceptions. Weaving ancient spiritual traditions with emerging wisdom. we cultivate a spiritual deepening with the divine, each other, and our planet. And now, in preparation for meditation, we will sing this beautiful chant, simply, thank you.
I invite you to take a nice deep breath.
This is Gratitude Sunday. It's so good, and I'm so thankful to see all your beautiful faces. As we sing this song, I want you to put three things in the front of your mind that you're thankful and grateful for. And I want you to play them over and over in your mind until it gets down in your spirit that every time you see them or think about them, you just tell the Lord, thank you. So as we sing this, every time you say thank you, think about how good God has been to you. And say this, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hear you already. Come on. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, help me sing. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
God has been that good. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Think about it. You could raise your hand and say, thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful in my heart.
Thank you.
Because you're so good, God.
Thank you.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
For pouring your love down on me.
Thank you.
For loving me.
Thank you.
For waking me up this morning. Refreshing rain pouring
down.
It's pouring down.
Your love is
pouring
down.
You can say it, or you can just say simply, thank you. Come on, say the Lord, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, Lord. Come on, one more time, say thank you.
Your love is
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In a worship, in spirit, and in truth, I say thank you.
Commune with the presence. I invite you to close your eyes and listen to the sound of my voice, the vibration of my voice. And simply breathe in and breathe out. And with each breath, release whatever you may have brought with you that you are concerned about, so that you are fully here now. Fully here in the secret place of the Most High. It is that pure place that is within us, that is connected with that which only knows the presence and the power and the love of God. We rest assured in that place now. We're on a journey called life. And there are ups and downs and challenges along the way. Yet through all of that, we are here to be the full expression of what God is. And we know that God is peace. God is love. God is wholeness and health and vitality. And we, being made in the image and likeness of this presence, contain every quality that God is. So at this time, we allow our hearts and minds to become filled with the awareness of God's presence. And we affirm quietly in our own minds, I am forever one with God. I am forever one with God. Feel that within every cell of your body temple, in the quietness for a moment. I am forever one with God. This presence is my peace. This presence fills me with wisdom and life. This presence is my all in all. I sense my oneness with this presence of God. And this presence is ancient yet as fresh as the morning dew. In this moment, we find tranquility. And we allow the perfect peace of God to expand within our minds and fill our hearts. As we affirm, I am forever one with God. I am forever one with God. In this state, we release all our concerns, all our seeming problems. For we know that in God consciousness, all our concerns and problems are dissolved. For this presence does not just give us the answer, it is the answer. So we realize our connectedness to it. And on this journey of life with this God consciousness, we feel that peace. With God consciousness and awareness, we receive inner strength to meet every moment with grace, with poise, and with spiritual confidence. When we seek guidance, it is there. The light of spirit is there. The direction that we need is always there. Because we once again affirm, I am forever one with God. We are secure in knowing that God is our life, and it infuses itself through every cell and tissue of our body. We feel and know the wholeness. We feel and know the well-being fills every fiber of our being as we journey together with this presence of God. So we rest assured that every concern is taken care of. And every question that we have, there is an answer from the presence. For we are forever one with God. We feel it, we know it, and we're grateful for it. And we say so in the name and the nature of the Spirit of the living God that dwells within each in every one of us. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
Ha, 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 ha.
well, this is certainly different. But I am so grateful that we have this technology so that we can still connect each other during these challenging times. I know that things are confusing right now and our routines have been interrupted. People's finances have been interrupted. We feel uncertain and ungrounded. But you know, this is a normal response. Change is difficult for us humans, even in the best of times. And we are here faced with massive change almost overnight. Now, after I came up with the title for my lesson today, Start at the Beginning, I thought about adding the subtitle, or How to Stop Being Confused. But I don't want to make promises I can't keep, especially in the current circumstances. But I had some ideas I wanted to share with you. And first, here's a story. A grandfather was walking in his yard when he heard his granddaughter repeating the alphabet in a tone that was really quite prayerful. And he asked what she was doing. And the little girl explained, I'm praying, but I can't exactly think of the right words, so I'm just saying all the letters, and God will put them together for me because God knows what I'm thinking. At first, I went, ain't that sweet? And it is. But my reaction went to the next thought that this girl must be very, very young. My line of thinking went something like this. She must be very young because her level of trust is so simple and easy. She hasn't yet taken in the lessons of striving and doubting and trying to be something she's not. I took a breath to clear all of that out and realized that what she was doing was she was simply working with what she had in the moment. She was starting at the beginning with what she had. You know, little kids are so much better at this than we are. Between what we have been taught and our personal life experience, that ability to simply take one step at a time, to put one foot in front of the other, to work with what is in front of us fades into the background, and we find ourselves in the land of overthinking, which honestly just freezes us in our tracks. Now, here's an example that you may relate to. I know many of you have either read and or studied the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And the four agreements are this: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, always do your best. Now, this sounds simple enough, but here's what happens. People try to do all four agreements all the time, all at once, and then they end up in a conversation with me talking about how they're failing at the four agreements. Or they're beating themselves up for being impeccable with their word and then taking something personally. And my response is always the same. Choose one that you resonate with. Because here's the deal. When you make even one small change, even a minor shift in your thinking or activities, a lot of other shifts and changes will follow because everything is connected. These shifts might be very subtle at first, but over time you begin to see the differences. Using the agreements as an example, what happens if you start to be impeccable with your word? Well, when you focus on that one idea, you become more aware of what you're saying and thinking. When you are more aware of what you are of that, then you are automatically going to drift into doing your best and not making assumptions. See how this works? Now, going back to the young girl, we see two things going on. The first is that she is simply using what she already knows. And the second is that she has trust in her divine connection. And yes, that might be easier for her because she hasn't had a life of experiences telling her something different. But this trust is something that we all had at one point in our lives. And we can reignite that trust if we step back into finding one starting point, one thread to follow. Notice that I didn't say you have to find an actual beginning. You just have to find a thread to pull. Perhaps you want to redecorate your living room, but really have no idea what you want that to look like. You could spend hours and hours looking online at Pinterest, at the hardware store, going blind over paint swatches. Or maybe you just go out and buy a painting that you really like and hang it on the wall. And then one day you say, oh, with that painting there, that chair needs to go over there. And then the table could go here. And wouldn't a light green wall work better? Over time, the entire room transforms in an organic, orderly way with little or no stress. Now, sometimes this is difficult for us because we are so programmed to think in terms of goals and results. Now, goals are good, they help motivate us, but we often get caught up in trying to force things to happen just to get them done.
And we also think that our goals are finite. Twyla Tharp is a very famous choreographer, and she is now 78, and she continues to dance and create. In a recent interview in Parade magazine, she was asked what the organizing thread in her life is, and her answer was this: commitment. I decided that the physical body was a very wise instrument, and I would investigate its possibilities. You don't want to have a goal that you can accomplish. You want one that will continuously pull you along to the next discovery. Ms. Tharp became a choreographer not because it was her dream to be a choreographer. It was because she wanted to do dance her way. And when she started, she had no idea how to be a choreographer. But she took what she knew, little by little, and excuse the pun, did it one step at a time. When I was invited to take charge of the Wednesday night program here at SLC, I had never done anything like that. And I had a very hard act to follow. In fact, I'm still not sure how the word came out of my mouth when I came in for the interview, but it did. And while I had wonderful support and a great mentor, I still had to figure out how the program would work and what we wanted to do. It all looked too big, so my only choice was to go at it one week at a time. There were a lot of opinions on how it should work, and I tried to stay open to most of them, even when my intuition said they wouldn't work. It was a great learning experience, learning what did and did not resonate with the community, finding out how well my intuition was guiding me, which turned out to be pretty remarkably well. Now, this month marks the fourth anniversary of my becoming director of WOW Wednesday Service. And as we move into year five, I definitely have a better sense of how to put the program together, but as to how to keep it fresh and interesting, I have no clue. And so I just stay open to what is coming down the path. This is my personal example of allowing myself to be pulled along to the next discovery. But then we come back to the idea of trust, don't we? When everything seems to be falling down around us, how do we trust? First, we move our attention to what we do have rather than what we don't have. When the directive came that we could not congregate to even do a live stream today, Reverend James and the staff sat down and looked at what we could do, at what we have. What we have is a highly competent and willing group of people who are dedicated to Spiritual Life Center. We made the decision to record our parts. And please note, there was never any question if any of us knew how to do this or was willing to try. We all just said yes. For my part, I have not done any video recording on my own, and so I came home and started to play with the toys I needed to do this. Is it easy? It's not as hard as I thought it would be. Am I out of my comfort zone? Oh, most definitely. But I trust that I am being led to do the work that I am called to do, so there was never any question. I just started with what I had, my idea for the talk, a computer, a great movie program, and the best marketing agent in the world. So the process to strengthening trust in that you are being led to new areas of discovery is simple. You take the thing you want to accomplish, step back and look at the whole idea and how impossible it seems. Allow yourself to see that it's impossible. Allow yourself to have that moment of overwhelm. And then step back in and start to look at the little pieces and parts that need to happen. And in doing that, you find the thing, the little thread that you can pull, the thing that you can successfully do. And notice that this might not be the very first thing in what might be the list of things that have to happen. An example is maybe you decide to be impeccable with your word for 24 hours. You do that and you have a success under your belt, and that builds just that little bit of trust. And then you up the ante and you're impeccable with your word for 28 hours. And you just continue to build that and build that until it becomes part of you and it becomes part of how you operate. Because after a while you experience small welcome changes in your life you weren't even thinking about. If you spend 24 hours being impeccable with your word, something inside you changes. And then somewhere along the line, you realize that you're operating from intuition and divine guidance, and that you fully trust that you are being led in the right direction. And if you get confused, just think about that little girl. She had a whole alphabet, and she just kept giving it to God and letting the divine source sort it out. Imagine that you're holding a bowl now. Just take a moment. Imagine that you're holding a bowl that contains all the letters of the alphabet. Now, with trust, knowing that you can connect, you are connected with the divine, that all answers and directions are here now, ask a question. So let's just take a moment to do this. Take a breath, close your eyes, and ask a question. It might be about what's going on now. It might be something else in your life. And when you have that question, that idea in your head, lift up that bowl and toss the letters into the air. Just let them go. Let them go into the divine, trusting that the right answer at the right time and the right place will show up for you. Watch the letters come down. Settling around you, allowing yourself to move into that place of trust. You know, the answers may come now, they may come in a few hours or a few days, but just know that there is one presence, one power, and that presence and power is within each one of you. And you know everything you need to know when you need to know it. And that is how you start at the beginning. Thank you, and may the joys of the world go with you.
Well, thank you for joining us in this remote Spiritual Life Center experience. It's different than normal, but these are not normal times that we're going through. I would say that it's given us an opportunity to get creative on how we can support you and all those who have tuned in today spiritually as we navigate through this challenge that we're all experiencing and knowing that we will get to and through the other side. I want to particularly acknowledge the Spiritual Life Center staff and especially the marketing team that made this experience possible. Because we've all been under the stay-at-home directive or order from the governor. And so it made things interesting on how we could proceed to support you. I think now more than ever, we all need spiritual nourishment and support. So I invite you to support this community and what we're doing with your donations, and to simply give whatever you can, so that we can continue to do this as long as necessary and to keep us reminded that Spirit always has our back. We always need those reminders. So you can give by texting SLC Love to 443-21. That's SLC Love to the number 443-21. Or you can go to our website, which is slcworld.org. Click the donate tab and you'll have other ways that you can give as well. So we thank you for your participation with us today. And as we normally do, I invite you to join in saying an offertory blessing together. Divine love, as me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, and all that I circulate. Thank you, God.
Some days I'm feeling like I can't win, can't get it right. And don't matter how hard I try, today is not my day. And when it feels like I'm going crazy and it looks like everything's changing, come sun, come rainy day, you are still the same. In the dark, in the light, in the morning and night, in the good, in the bad, in the places I hide, when I rise, when I fall, you'll be there through it all. At the start, at the end, in the center of the center of it. Some nights I lay awake and I can't push these thoughts away. I'm worried where I'm gonna go, where I'm gonna be. Are you gonna be there for me? When it feels like I'm going closing, gotta trust that you're doing something. Come sun and come rainy day, 'cause you are all I need. In the dark, in the light, in the morning and night. In the good, in the hurt, in the places I hide. When I rise, when I fall, you'll be there through it all. At the start, at the end, in the center of it. There will be days I will forget everything you've done for me. But when I go back there again, I'm reminded in the dark, in the light, in the morning and the night. Places I hide. When I rise, when I fall, you'll be there through it all. At the start, at the end, in the center of the center of it. Center of it.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Lifted my vibration. I don't know about you, but I feel better. We bless the tithes and offerings, knowing they're going to bless the givers and the receivers. As we go forth, knowing that we can make a difference not only in our lives but the world by turning within and being in tune with the vibration of spirit. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. With that, let's join in and sing our peace song.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual love.